Hello and welcome to issue 2 of The Daily Dosage. I am your host, Chris, and my co-host,
Anthony.
We cover movies, TV shows, comics, video games, all that good stuff. And you guys don't know, but we've been trying to get this going for a couple of weeks now, and it just hasn't, we're new at this, so we're fixing out the bugs.
This is probably our third time making a podcast, and it has not worked.
Yeah, none of them have worked. Alright, so the first time, backstory. The first time, if you listen to it, it has a thing that plays over it over and over again, and that's annoying. And we had a second one, which was golden.
The second one was crust gold.
It was like, golden. Oh, it was perfect. Gosh. It was perfect.
And what happened?
And so my computer shut down because it had problems. I'm not going into detail. It had problems, and it shut down, and then it wouldn't save, so that one didn't go up. And then I went camping, and then that happened. Or no, there was the hurricane. There was
a hurricane. I was at my grandma's
That was week
house.
3, and then week 4, I went camping, and so that didn't happen. This is week 5. Week 5.
This is pretty good that this one works.
Week 5. We're getting there. Right. And, so we're going to cover for all of the news that we have missed. Alright, so what we would have went over week 3 was Call of Duty Black Ops 3 for PS3 and Xbox 360 won't have a single player campaign. Pacific Rim 2 loses a release date, so it's not happening, but it's not. Yeah, it's. Doctor Strange is going to be an origin story.
We did cover the Black Ops 3?
No. Vin Diesel is wanting to campaign to direct Fast and Furious 8, which wouldn't happen because news came out, so we'll talk about that. Marvel's Kevin Feige responded to Steven Spielberg and Zack Snyder talking about the superhero genre, which Zack Snyder was said, like, oh, your superhero movies won't go away, but the ones like Ant-Man, your superhero flavor of the week, will go away, but not your main big superstar, Superman and Batman. They'll stay around for centuries.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then Steven Spielberg said, no, it don't.
Why?
Because if you're just going to have superhero, like Superman and Batman movies, and you're just going to have the same people, that's boring.
Well,
you need new people. They're not going to be always as interesting as free. See, DC, they're not in it yet. They're still busting off their main guys. Like Iron Man, like people love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just you need new people. DC's like they're rookies. So and then Steven Spielberg said that they'll go away eventually, like the Western movies.
Yeah,
but no, they will eventually because they'll run out of they'll eventually slow down, but they're not gonna stop. And then Kevin Feige said they won't stop. They'll stop, but they'll start to slow down in like 80 years from now or something, like the Wild West genre did. Like it was around a long time.
When didn't start just to slow down now. You'll never really see then, that many.
Yeah, they're still around.
I mean, yeah, but not like they were back then. You can already see it starting to slow down.
Yeah, and Ronda Rousey is campaigning to be Captain Marvel.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Alright, week 4. This is what we missed week 4. There might be a Justice League Dark movie next year.
What?
Yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp, that's the title.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Really?
Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's the title of the movie, and it's coming in 2018 in Phase 3 of Marvel's phases. The Incredibles 2 got a release date. I don't know when that is. I'll Google it or something like that. An interview with Lex Luthor, Jesse Eisenberg, revealed that they have Lex Luthor and Bruce Wayne have a rivalry. Justice League Dark movie is moving forward, so it could probably happen. There's 4 new Star Wars Battlefront multiplayer modes revealed. I know one of them's called Droid Run, and you gotta like protect a droid or whatever.
Yeah,
it just roams around the map. You gotta protect it.
Oh, it's kind of like Strafe Guard.
Kind of. I don't know what that is.
Black Ops 3 beta.
And then I forget what the other one was called. It was like Droid
or Safeguard.
I forgot what it's called, but it was like Capture the Flag, pretty much. And it was like there's two things, and you got to get yours, you got to capture it, right? And when you capture it, you gain a point, but the enemy loses a point.
Oh, wow.
So that happens. And then the Flash found a director, the movie.
So you could tie it up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Transformers, they're making a universe, right? Making a universe, as you do, with every movie title ever there was. And, which I don't care, Transformers movies, 2025, possibly. With all the scripts that their little writer group made.
There's so much in the Transformers
good
universe.
Forever.
Yeah.
And then Thor, Flash, the movie, and Thor 3 found its directors. I don't know, I forget who they are. And then week 5, these are the ones we're going in depth about. So, first up. It is confirmed that Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk, as you know, doesn't know that. Probably. I don't know. 5-year-olds.
Yeah. I don't know. They're too little.
Yeah. Will be in Thor 3 Ragnarok.
Wow. He's
going to be in it. Yep. It's confirmed. Well, pretty much. I don't want to say, but yeah, pretty much.
It's not official yet?
It's like, it's like probably like 95% official.
Oh. Well,
so, yeah.
Official enough.
Yeah, it's official enough. There might be a new Star Wars trailer coming soon. I think it's like October 29th, so Monday, it might come. And then you can order your tickets, pre-order your tickets.
For the movie?
Yeah, so which we gotta do because those things are gonna sell out. And Godzilla and King Kong movie is coming. It's officially coming in 2020.
Oh my god.
Then we talk about this. What did I say? I said Godzilla. I said he like ripped the guy's mouth open and whatever in Godzilla. But yeah, that's coming. That's happening.
That's just so stupid.
And I think. You think that's stupid?
I think it's stupid.
I think that's pretty cool. It's gonna be a stupid movie, but I mean that's gonna be pretty cool.
I want to see how they make King Kong look because I haven't seen King Kong since when it first came out in 2006.
We talked about that in one of our discarded podcast.
Well, it's coming back. I chose King Kong.
King Kong.
Yeah, you chose Godzilla.
Yep. The Doom coming in 2016.
Doom?
Yeah, Doom.
Like the video game Doom?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coming. The alpha sign up is open for the beta. The alpha beta.
Okay.
Which I don't. There's a specific set of requirements. Like, you need to have bought a game or something to, like, something like that. And then Thor 3 is in. It might be introducing this female character, two new female characters named Valkyrie, which she's like a. She's a girl, she's a good guy. Good girl. That sounds weird. Good girl. You're a good girl.
You're a good girl.
You're a good girl. And the other girl they might be introducing is a naughty girl. But yeah, Valkyrie, she's like the leader of like these group of Asgardian female warriors. And it's like that. And they all have Enchantress.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
No? Okay. I do. I wanted to see Enchantress in a movie because she's like Loki. She's make you...
Like mischief and crap?
Not mischief, but magical.
Yeah.
So she can, like, do spells and stuff.
Make you see things.
Kind of like Asgardian Scarlet Witch, probably. But she can't, like, move stuff with her hands, and she just casts spells. The Overwatch beta. Did I show you Overwatch videos? I showed you that, right? The Blizzard multiplayer game, first person?
I don't think so.
But I'm excited for it. Comes out October 27th, which is when Halo comes out. Sucks. But I'm playing Halo. I'm not playing. I'll get freaking Overwatch when it comes out. I'm playing Halo.
I'm just waiting for Black Ops 3.
When's that? November or something?
November 6th.
November 6th?
Yeah.
It's called Cargo. That's what it was, the name of it. It's Cargo.
What?
For Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront. Is Droid Run and Cargo.
Okay.
The game. There's a new Friday the 13th game.
Yeah, I saw that trailer. Oh.
Jesus, finally heard of something.
Look, I was sitting on my grandma's couch. I was bored. I was on worldstar.com and I saw the Friday the 13th trailer. I was like, what? started watching it, I got hype. Are you like, it's kind of like Until Dawn?
No.
Where you gotta make choices?
No.
Are you Jason? No.
You can be.
What?
It's like Evolve.
I just saw like...
It's multiplayer.
I didn't know. I might have seen a different trailer.
No, it's the same trailer. It's multiplayer, and it's like Evolve, how you get to be the monster, but you're Jason. You get to be Jason. And there's like, you either, I think you have to either like escape or something. Like you have to find, like, it's really neat. It's like, if there's like a telephone pole or something, or it's not a, yeah, a telephone pole, like, you can call someone or something, climb up but it
and call.
So. No, a telephone box or something, and like if it's broke, you can like use the parts or something to like fix a car and then drive away. It's pretty.
How do you know that?
Cause I was watching a video. But Avengers Infinity War, which I'm very excited about. Which I'll be 18 years old and 19 years old when it comes out, so I'll be a little older then. I'll be out of high school when it comes out.
I'll be even older.
Yeah, no, you'll be like... how old will you be?
Well,
20?
When's it come out?
Part 1, 2018. Part 2, 2019. But they so might get like pushed 20, back a year or something.
22.
You'd be 22.
23.
Dang.
Yeah.
I never realized how far apart our age is.
Well, we're just 2 years apart. You're 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yep, Avengers Infinity War, Part 1 and Part 2. Cost, total up, $1 billion.
Wow. But I mean, people pay to see that, and they love it, so... Yeah, it'll be worth it. That's a no-brainer.
So, they also... It's also been told... It's this isn't official, it's like... But it probably...
It's like underground.
It probably will be budget of $1 billion. That's probably... $1 billion. But that's probably sounds about right for both films.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 400 million of that goes to cast and crew.
Mm.
How much Robert Downey Jr. gets?
I'll say at least half.
He gets half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
He gets $200 million for one movie.
Isn't he like the best paid actor?
He is the most paid actor.
Yeah.
I think he's been in for like 3 years or something. Have you ever seen any of the Indiana Jones movies?
No.
I haven't either.
No. I just know that Shia LaBeouf was in one. And yeah, some little Asian boy.
Really? I don't even know that.
It was some... There's some Asian boy in the like, I don't know.
I don't know either, but they teases... Steven Spielberg teased Indiana Jones 5. So I guess they stopped. I guess there was 4 of them. I know that much. Yes! Yes!
I played the Lego... Indiana Jones, and I didn't follow the story count. At all, and I was like count. 8, so I couldn't tell you. I just know he has a whip too. And a hat.
Da, da, da,
oh, and a motorcycle. Yeah, and I know the theme.
That's it.
Oh, and then he's running through like a tunnel.
And the boulder. Yep. And then the Inhumans movie. Do you know about that?
I've heard of it.
All right, that movie, which is pretty much like Marvel's answer to the X-Men.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
That there were rumors.
Mm-hmm. What's the rumor?
That the movie might not even be happening.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know that much about it. But it's still happening, so.
Inhumans?
Yeah, it's still happening. Right. It might get pushed back a couple years or something.
Yeah.
Probably. That's probably going to happen. That is it. That's the news. We speeded through a lot of news.
16 minutes.
Yep.
Alright.
Seems about right. Alright, so in our past podcast, the second one that was golden, but didn't happen, we talked about our 9 most anticipated comic book movies. And we went into depth. And so
I'm so mad that didn't go through.
I'm mad too. It's okay.
But mad type, bro.
Your least favorite, your 9th, is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Oh, yeah.
Your 8th is Gambit, the Gambit movie. Your seventh is X-Men Apocalypse. Your sixth is Doctor Strange. Your fifth is Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Episode 7. We said this in the last podcast. We don't know if that's actual... It's not a comic book movie, but it has comic books, so we just included it.
Mm-hmm.
Your fourth, Captain America 3, Civil War. Your third is... Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Dawn of the Justice League. Your second... I gotta find it. Deadpool. And your first is Suicide Squad. That's what your rankings were.
Mm-hmm.
Mine. My ninth was Gambit. My eighth was X-Men Apocalypse. My seventh was Doctor Strange. My sixth was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. My fifth was Star Wars The Force Awakens. The only one we agreed on. My fourth... Gotta find it. Suicide Squad, my third. Deadpool, my first. No, my second. Batman v Superman. Dawn of the DC Cinematic Universe. And my first, Captain America 3, Civil War. That's what pretty much was the second podcast. Mm-hmm. So that was broken down.
2 weeks
ago. About 2 weeks ago, Avengers Age of Ultron came out on Blu-ray. And... we're talking about that. You liked it.
I loved it.
You loved it.
Well, I can't say that.
Did you love it?
I liked it.
Okay. Did you like it or did you love it?
Jesus Christ. Well, I'm a DC, so I liked it.
That's why.
Yeah.
Really?
But it was really good, though. Alright, I loved it.
Alright.
Your face. Alright, I loved it.
Oh, okay. He all loved right. it. Are you sure?
Yeah.
If it was good. You loved it.
No, okay. I loved it.
You're not betraying anybody.
Alright, don't kill me.
Alright. You hear that? Don't kill him.
I don't know. It just kept me on the edge of my seat the whole time I was watching it. But, of course, I needed some help knowing what was going on and everything. And I had my good friend Chris here explain it to me what was going on.
Alright, break it down into parts.
Alright.
Alright, cast and crew. Who... Alright, was everybody good in it?
Of course.
Okay. Did you like everybody... the characters?
I like, Ultron. He was cool.
He was your favorite?
Yeah, he was cool. And,
did you dislike anybody?
The one thing that killed me was the accents of the two. What were they, like, Turkish? They were somewhere in that region, and their accents. Every time that they spoke, you just wanted to fast forward it. Just name a line that they did, because I know you've seen it, like, six times.
Yeah. All right, when Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver find Ultron in the church place, she's like, all right, you want me to do her?
Huh? Yeah, just do it.
Alright, she was like, alright, I got two that have come to mind. Alright, you got it. I'll do one.
You got it.
The first one. But eventually every man shows himself. Jesus Christ.
What is that?
Alright,
her movements and everything were good. Her hand movements, because she took classes and stuff, they were all good. Everything was good. Just when she spoke and when the brother spoke, it was just no. And then...
hold on, I want to do my second
one. Oh, yeah, do your second one before I move.
Alright, when both of the twins go to Ultron's lair,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking for the first time,
yeah.
I'll do Quicksilver's too, because his wasn't that bad. But one of hers was, we wait for 2 days... Tony Stark to kill us. Like when she was like,
to save us.
No.
Right?
No. To kill us.
Oh.
Cause
kill us.
To kill.
Alright.
But it like in like certain parts of like words, I don't know if it was like vowels or consonants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she would go like real deep with the like She said she went real deep in the Arnold Schwarzenegger territory.
Weren't we doing that? I knew I did something like that.
Yeah, when we were playing Halo.
When the movie was going.
Oh, I don't know. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. when we play Halo, get that guy on the chopper. All right, so then do your Quicksilver one.
And then my Quicksilver one, that wasn't that bad, but the same part where they were in his lair and they were talking, and there's a big hole. And then the second one, it was you didn't see that coming. This wasn't that bad.
And they failed.
They got first Avengers jitters.
Whatever. When you're in a big movie like that, you need to fit the role. I mean, they did, though.
So they did fine.
I mean, they did, but so, just keep your mouth shut next time, Scarlet. All right,
so now we're going full spoilers because the movie's been out for a half a year. A little bit more.
Well,
hold all right, on. First scene.
I need to say it before I forget, because I will. Or do you want to just do the scene? Because I wanted to talk about how the Hulk and... No, Hulk and the Black Widow had a thing.
Yeah, it didn't happen. We'll talk about it.
And made me freaking mad.
Shut up. We'll talk about it. We're going by parts.
You saw me. I got frustrated.
When she didn't die?
No, when they didn't make their... Like, they had a thing, but they weren't like... He wasn't making a step. Because Hulk's a wiener.
Hulk's a little wuss.
Yeah. Talking about, I'm the strongest guy, and I don't want to beat everybody up because I'm too strong. He goes to start crying. I'm going to start crying because I got big muscles. I can beat everybody up.
First part. The beginning battle. So, like, what I would compare to was, you remember in Avengers?
Yeah.
When the final battle was happening and they had, like, that one shot of everybody getting their moment.
Yeah.
And they were like, they're a team. It was, like,
overhead.
Yeah, and they'd, like, in, like, one, like, just for an example, like, one point, Iron Man swooped down on the ground and, like, did the shield blast thing, like, in the Ultimate Alliance video games. And they open with that because they established their team. Yeah. They've been doing this.
That's what... Oh, my God. All right. Well, when the movie was playing and stuff...
Did you like that?
I did, because...
That one shot?
I definitely noticed a lot more teamwork within their, like, combat. And, like, how he was just, like, throwing shields and... I don't know. It was just a whole bunch of stuff. And,
It was
like,
very CGI heavy. I noticed that.
Oh.
We're not... I know what you're already going to say. I already know what you're going to say.
All right.
We'll get to that. We're dealing with some parts. The forest fight. That was. Did you like that whole scene and like?
Yeah, it was well balanced with everything. Everybody had a part. You know.
Kind of.
What?
They all kind of had parts.
Yeah, they all did their thing.
Yeah, they were doing
well balanced.
They were acting as a team, and it was a cool fight.
Yeah.
The dialogue. People find the dialogue more interesting, like, between the characters.
Oh, yeah.
More than the action.
I liked how they,
when he was like, joked shit, around. And then he was like, language, and then he was like, nobody's gonna deal with the fact that Cap just said, language?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, the running joke of the entire movie.
Yeah, and they did. The whole entire movie.
Three times. One in the beginning, one in the middle, and one in the end. You gotta...
Alright.
It's like, it was good.
It was good.
The fight was good. The beginning part was good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they could have did a little more with Baron Von Strucker. He's I mean, he's not dead. That's cool. They can bring him back.
Yeah.
He can have his metal arm or whatever. I think he has a metal arm in the comics. I know he has his monocle.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, little monocle.
Alright, second part, I say... Right, so they return to Avengers Tower.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna kind of skip the.
They threw that party.
Yeah, that's the next major scene. I didn't want to talk about because the next scene really is like Tony and Banner talking about Ultron.
Yeah.
Did you like Science Bros? My phone went off.
Science Bros.
That's what they call Bruce Banner and Tony Stark in the movie Stark. Science Bros. Because they'd be geeking.
Yeah. They bumped heads, didn't they? At least a little bit when they were talking.
Not as much as the Captain America. Well,
I mean, I know. Tony I know. No. They bumped heads like they were ready to fight in the middle of the movie. I thought they did a little. Yeah, but
that little shindig at the end.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. You just at the same time.
They work well together, obviously, because they're smart science bros.
All right, so scene, B, party. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Party scene. That
was cool. Hold on, when was the part when they were messing around with the That was the party scene.
Did you like Stanley's cameo?
I can't remember.
They were Captain America, Steve Rogers, and Thor. Yeah, they were with the veterans or something, the war veterans. Yeah. Well, that's what they were. And he had the Asgardian liquor.
Yeah.
I guess he.
Oh it. Yeah, yeah. And they dragged him out. He was
"Give it to us, Blondie. We can handle it from Omaha Beach or something." I remember Omaha Beach.
Yeah, and they dragged him out.
Yeah, and he said Excelsior. He said it.
That's crazy. Cool. How old is he?
I don't know, but did you know he was rushed to the hospital?
What?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. It was a while ago, though.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like two months ago.
He's healthy?
Yeah, he's
fine. Okay.
There's nothing else. There's like no things. I mean, he's still filming cameos.
That's good.
He's got to get them all in. Don't die, no, Stan. We need you.
We need you, Stan.
Live forever.
Long live Stan. All right.
The hammer. We'll go by each person. So first was Hawkeye. He didn't get it.
None of them got it.
Captain America, however, he's like, he budged it. And Thor got scared.
Thor's
face, that was funny. And then he was like, nothing. But there was something.
He was like,
I'm telling you, he's going to get it in Avengers Infinity War. Cap?
Maybe.
Bow!
I don't know. Because he's not worthy.
And then, and then Ultron. That's the next scene. Mm. That little fight. I was watching a shout out to CinemaSins. I was watching Everything Wrong with Avengers Age of Ultron. And when that scene happened, he was like, wait a minute. Why does Ultron pick the most crappy robot out of all those perfectly good ones?
Yep.
I don't get it. I guess to be scared.
He was creepy.
He was scary.
Yeah, he was scary.
Ooh, I'm scary. I'm a bunch of crap put together. Ooh. Oh, a little Easter egg was he had a 5, like one of the armors. The Iron Legion. It was marked 5, like the chest piece that he used, and the first. In the comics, the first Ultron Mark 5 was the first time he had an actual physical body.
Wow.
So, yeah. A little Easter egg.
That's kind of cool that they put that stuff in there.
Yeah, they sneak stuff in.
For all the big fans that watch it, just like my buddy here.
Shut up.
10 million times just to catch everything. But.
Sorry. But, yeah, that was a pretty cool fight, I guess.
Yeah.
Ultron says it. That was overdramatic. That was a little overdramatic. I like his speech, though. I liked his speech. He's like, you want to protect the world, but you don't want it to turn on. You want to save the world, but you don't want it to change. Yeah, you want to protect the world, but you don't want it to change. And all that dialogue. I liked him. James Spader did a really good job of being a robot. But one of the weirdest parts was when he was like, all right, next scene, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver find him in the church. He's wearing the cloak over his head for another Easter egg.
Oh, we didn't cover the with Bruce and Black Widow.
Yeah, they have a thing.
Yeah, I know. Captain America was like.
Yeah, it's weird. In an interview, Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans, the interview lady, was like, what happened? It seemed like Black Widow had a thing for Hawkeye and Avengers, and then she had a thing for Cap and Cap 2 Winter Soldier, and then she has a thing for Bruce Banner.
She's a little sleut.
Yeah, that's what they called her. And then fans were like, how dare you, you son of a... Oh my god.
She's running around on 3 different superheroes.
I know. I wonder what Scarlett Johansson thinks of that. I wonder,
Alright, so then... Alright, so next scene when he was wearing a hood and for the Easter egg.
The weird thing was, when Ultron was like, what are they called? Children? I lost the word there, and... Another CinemaSins thing, they were like, you're supposed to be artificial intelligence and you forgot the word children. I thought that was funny. That is true. Like, I was like, what? Like, when I saw that,
I
was like, what? Oh, yeah. I was like, that was weird. But he had a corniness to him in the movie.
Ultron?
Yeah. He did.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, he was like, I can't physically throw up in my mouth.
Yeah. I remember
he
that.
Had a little corniness to him.
Yeah.
But when he was corny, it was definitely corny.
Yeah.
But the throw up in my mouth thing, that was funny. So yeah, they meet and they talk about the big hole in the floor and they wait for 2 days for Tony Stark to kill us. Next scene. They go to Andy Serkis as Ulysses Claw. Yeah. With a K and a L and a A and a W, Claw. Yep. He was good in it. He was really good in it. I wonder if he's gonna be in Black Panther, the movie, as the main villain though. Like if he's just.
I hope he's a good actor.
Yeah, I hope he gets his arm. Remember, because he cut off his arm, he's gonna get his supersonic discharger thing.
His K L A W.
His K L A A the little blah blah. That whole scene, and then Ultron was like I love that scene. Like I could quote that scene right now, but I'm not gonna too, because it just sounds weird. But, yeah, I like that whole scene. And then that fight. And then the Ultron and, what did you think of the Quicksilver slow-mo stuff? People say it was good, but if it came out before X-Men Days of Future Past, it would have had better chance of standing up against the Quicksilver scene from X-Men Days of Future Past. Do you remember that scene? Mm-hmm. No? All right. But, yeah, that was definitely a good scene in X-Men. That was one of the highlights. He was the highlight, Quicksilver in X-Men. That movie. But yeah, it was good when he was running in the bridge and like he ran and Thor was shooting lightning and he like ducked under the lightning and like passed the shield and then uppercut at Captain America. And then when he tried to grab Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
And like he flew back with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Alright. There was that fight and then next scene. One of the best scenes in the whole movie. Hulkbuster and Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
That was an awesome. Amazing fight.
Well, I like the Hulkbuster and the
that suit
the Hulkbuster
was amazing.
Fight.
Oh, yeah, another...
He had that thing, like, floating up in the air just in case, like, if something were to break, would shoot another part of
the Earth.
That's crazy. Like, he's really ready for any fight. But,
In the beginning when he was like, hey, I helped design Veronica, don't hate Bruce Banner, that was funny.
Well, they had jokes flying the whole movie, and that's...
The reason that, like, those were, like, some of the best jokes, too, when he's punching him, go to sleep, and, another comparison is, Man of Steel, he's, like, just... bursting through buildings and stuff, and like the city was like demolished and like ground zero.
Yeah,
for, like,
I can see
3 miles, but in like
that.
An Avengers, like they were saving people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Hulk was like throwing cars and stuff. And...
Yeah, he was, and then like he grabbed the elevator, he like had to save the elevator, and then
because he was brainwashed, right?
Yeah, Scarlet Witch was getting
in
his head.
Witch, yeah.
Which was weird because like in the trailer they were like, his eyes are red, it's definitely Scarlet Witch. But like I noticed like throughout the movie, like when one of the first trailers came out, his eyes were green. They were like, the green eyes are back. Awesome.
Yeah.
But they weren't. Like when he was like the Hulk, they were like a red, purple.
Really?
It was weird. Like they weren't green, I could tell you that.
I didn't notice that.
I did. Like one of the first shots where he's like, the sun's getting real low.
Yeah.
And like you have a close up on his face, like his eyes weren't green.
Hmm.
Or maybe they were and I just can't tell. And I'm colorblind.
I'm colorblind.
Maybe I'm colorblind. Mom!
Well.
Little Jimmy's stuck in a well. What'd you like during that fight? Alright, I just want to add another thing. When he was, how fast can we buy this building?
Oh, yeah, because they were going to destroy it anyway.
Yeah, like that stuff, like little stuff like that, that's good. That's what makes the Avengers movies good.
The one thing that popped out of that whole scene was when he was punching him up the building. That was crazy.
Yeah, like some Donkey Kong stuff.
Yeah,
and
then weren't they like falling through floors? Yeah.
It was like,
And like you said, when he like got top of him with the Hulk blast, and he started punching his face.
Like, and then like he, when Hulk grabbed his hand, eventually it locked on his arm.
Oh yeah, and it tried to
like they were trying to save people or whatever.
It was just like
everything. And that was in Wakanda, apparently. Like that was in Wakanda, yeah. So that's one of the reasons
like, the Black Panther
is in Civil War.
He's in Civil War?
Yeah. Black Panther is in Civil War.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I mean, cars were thrown, buildings were crushed.
That's really it.
There was an epic
fight scene, which definitely was epic.
It was creative.
Yeah. All right. Next scene. The Hawkeye barn family house, secret family house.
Oh, I really liked that because they connected Hawkeye more than they did in the first Avengers.
Yeah, that was one of the complaints.
Hawkeye was kind of like a sidekick in the first Avengers, but then he really like outdid himself, or they really promoted him out in the Avengers 2, and actually gave him more of a story and revealed more things about him, his family and stuff.
Yeah, they did character diving.
Yeah. Which they probably noticed that. They were probably like, oh, well, where's Hawkeye in the first Avengers? And then, I don't know. But, yeah, I didn't expect that at all. He paused it before, or like when they first walked in the door, and the wife said, honey. And I was still confused. I was like, where are they at? And then it was his house. Kids and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then what really freaked me out was Nick Fury came out of the cut out of nowhere like two different times. It was like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
They were like, really, this place?
They got to bring him in. Mm-hmm. I like his line, though. Do me a favor and don't bring it to life.
Yeah.
That was cool. The next scene, Thor's weird hot tub, vision pool. They call it the Water of Science.
That
was one of the weakest parts of the... Oh, what do you think of the flashbacks? Or not flashbacks, visions. Scarlet Witch. What do you think of those?
I can't remember.
All right, let me go through these. Black Widow's was when she was training or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When they tried to make Scarlett Johansson look like she was 15.
Oh, and they didn't. Yeah. I definitely do remember that, when they tried to make her look younger.
What do you think of it?
It was alright. I mean, gave us a little, like, backsplash of what happened. Or, like, how they
Captain America's, remember I said it was weird? Because, like, that kind of stuff creeps me out for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah, like, the Nazi guy was shot and he was laughing. Like, people laughing. Like, that freaks me out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but, like, Joker or whatever.
And Thor's was, like, all the...
Asgardians.
Yeah.
His vision was cool, but, like, they just, like, that vision water hot tub pool thing was just dumb.
Well, I mean,
I need to find answers and I'll get naked and get in this pool.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah, it was dumb.
It was alright.
They're rushing Infinity. They're like, oh crap.
Yeah.
We only got like 10 more years. Oh crap. No, actually, 5. 4. 3. Oh, really? They only got like 3 or 4 years to like get all the.
Yeah.
To get Infinity War ready for people. Yeah, that was a stupid scene. Like, oh yeah, and they did in the gag reel when they first like played that scene, when that scene first plays,
mm-hmm.
And the doctor guy is like, he's like a teacher or whatever at a university or something, and he's like, I'll see you at 8. In the gag reel, he's like, see you at 8. This time, don't bring your parents. Or he's like, see you at 8. Don't forget your swimming trunks or something like that. Don't forget your bathing suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounded like really dirty. See you at 8, like with one of his students. I was like, whoa, what? But yeah, alright, stupid scene. Alright, next scene was the. Alright, so yeah, they're getting their. They're like, crap, we got our. But yeah, so they were regrouping. They're regrouped, and then they went to Seoul, Korea. And. The speed highway scene chase, where they were like, we need to make Vision. Ultron was like, he will be my Vision.
Yeah.
And his name will also be Vision. Isn't that weird, guys? Yep. So, what do you think of that fight scene?
when they were protecting.
Cap was on the top of the truck.
Yeah.
Fighting Ultron, and Black Widow was on the motorcycle. I'm
surprised they were actually going at it. Like, him and Captain America, I thought it would be Iron Man and Ultron. I mean, I said Captain America and Ultron. Oh, I thought it would be, like, Ultron and Iron Man going at it. But
they kind of did. In the boat scene with Ulysses Claw when they were there.
Oh, yeah. They kind of did. A little bit.
And he blew up that body.
That's when they had Vision in the truck, right?
Yeah, when they were making him.
Yeah.
Whatever. And, so yeah, then that happened, and then... Crap. And then... Yeah, that was coming. And then... Crap. Oh, yeah, the train scene. The Spider-Man train scene. Did you watch that video I sent you?
No. Wait, which one?
The video I sent you most recently.
Probably not.
Alright, so yeah, the train scene... we got a runaway train and the edit of Spider-Man catching the train.
Yeah.
That's good. The terrible CGI bars.
CGI bars. Oh my god. I noticed that as soon as it came up and I looked over at him like...
Yeah, when she shoots the bars across.
Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't even stop Ultron. Like...
No.
Like, I would have been like, these are fake.
Right.
Even if, like,
I was very surprised.
Yeah, like, that threw me off when I was watching it. That was bad. But, yeah, Ultron leaves. He takes Black Widow. They stop the train.
Mm-hmm.
They make Vision. They fight a little bit. The Avengers. They don't... Not all of them. They don't
like... Yeah.
They just, like, argue a little bit. And then Thor comes in, shoots lightning into... the Vision, and then boom, comes out. Vision.
Yeah.
And the Vision, would you like him?
Would I like him?
No, did you?
Oh,
did you
yeah, like I did. I liked him.
Yeah, I thought he was like one of the best characters. And then you told
me it was for the little bit the of person that does Jarvis. Yeah, I thought that was cool that he actually was like in the movie as a person instead of a little voice. Bit more. Yeah, yeah. I do. I like Vision. He's a cool guy. And
so that happened. They fight a little bit. Comes out Baby Vision. Vision was good. Then the end fight, which I thought was awesome, because I like end fights, especially in Avengers movies.
Yeah, they're always good.
Yeah, there's like, I don't care, like, I like, from a like critical standpoint, I'm like, I don't even care anymore. I just want to watch this because this is awesome.
Yeah,
that was cool. I thought, all right, so let's talk about Ultron and how, like, he was not threatening at all. Like, at any point, I felt like any of the Avengers could take him on. Maybe not Black Widow or Hawkeye or someone, but... Not the Teen Humans, but any of the other ones totally could have took Ultron.
It's debatable. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Even the juiced up version.
They made him seem... I like how he did that, too. How he upgraded himself. That was awesome. But he looked definitely chubbier in the face. Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Not even an age of Ultron, more like about a half a day or something like that.
Yeah.
About a week of Ultron.
Somebody in the Avengers could have definitely just taken him.
Yeah, like they could have had Vision and Iron Man. Like, blocked him out of the web and then, like, the old version, just like the juiced up version.
At the end, where they shot all the lasers at him.
Yeah, like, they could have easily done that. Like, he just seemed so easy to beat. And then, alright, so what'd you think of Hulk going into space? Or maybe not space. He could be anywhere. He could be in space. Well, since he's in Thor 3, he's going to be in space.
I mean, what can I say about it? He's in space.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's alright.
People were like, Planet Hulk, yay! No.
Oh, wow.
No.
No.
They could do something
just because he went in space, people think, like, blow it out of proportion.
Yeah, Universal, like, they own the rights to a solo Hulk movie.
They do?
Yeah. Just cool. A little bit.
I think they should redo a solo Hulk movie.
Yeah, but Marvel wants all the money. They don't want to have to give money to Universal. So then why... So just put them in another movie with someone.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Yep. That was it. And then the new team of Avengers... We got Captain America, Black Widow, the noobs. I mean, not the noobs, the vets. They're the veterans. And you got the noobs. Scarlet Witch, Falcon with his new suit.
Mm-hmm.
You got War Machine with his new suit. Did you like War Machine? He was cool.
War Machine?
Avengers. He was in it a lot more than I thought he was going to be in it.
Yeah.
He was at the party scene. And he was in the Avengers fight.
The Iron Patriot?
No. War Machine.
Alright. I thought that's what he was called.
No, he's War Machine. That was just in Iron Man 3.
Oh, alright.
That was just that.
Oh, yeah, because he had that War Machine Rocks or whatever the username
to his thing. Yeah, he's not... I don't... It's weird. There's, like, Iron Man 3, what? That movie didn't happen.
Yeah.
But it did. It's okay, because I liked it, except that the fact that Mandarin's not real, but then...
That confused the hell out of me in the
end. Yeah, like, there's these things called Marvel One-Shots, and apparently the Mandarin's real, and that was just a cover-up, but the cover-up didn't know that there was a real Mandarin. Weird. But yeah, that's
Don't clean it up.
Don't try to cover your tracks, you know you've messed up. Yep. And at the end, they were like, Avengers... I was like, yo, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, we were all anticipating on the word assemble.
It's Avengers Infinity War Part 2. Guarantee it. First part. Avengers Assemble! kill Thanos!
You think they'll do that, like, right in the beginning?
No.
Like, start off with Avengers Assemble.
It'll probably be... Alright, so here's how it's gonna be. There's gonna be a new team of Avengers at the end of Civil War, calling it. And that's gonna be the first... Infinity War, they're gonna be like, crap, we can't do this, and then it's gonna be the second half, they're gonna be Captain America and all them or whatever, whoever that is.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, alright, we gotta put our differences aside, let's do this, Avengers Assemble, and then that movie might end. And then at the end of Infinity War Part 2, that new team, so there's gonna be multiple new teams. But, yep, that's the end of Avengers Age of Ultron. If you want, you can... Well, we'll do that at the end.
Yeah.
But if you want, email us. We'll give you all that information at the end.
All right.
Email us your opinions on whatever. Ask us a question. All right, part two of the meaty discussion. We're going to talk about the future Marvel Cinematic Universe Avengers team. What I want and what you want. So it can be any characters. I'm kind of springing this on you because I completely forgot. But... We're going to talk about that at the end of Infinity War Part 2. We're going to be like, who's going to be the new roster? Who's going to be in that team?
All right.
And it can be based on, like, hardcore facts. Who you think is going to be here? Just
like anybody in the Marvel Universe.
Anybody. Like, you could go stupid and go.
There's a lot.
Ant-Man, Howard the Duck, X-Men.
Yeah.
There's
just a lot to pick from.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, just go first.
All right, I'll go first. All right, Infinity War's over.
How many people?
Any number.
Okay.
All right, I'm going. This is who I think's going to be in it, and then a little bit who I want in it. I want Iron Man always and forever. I want Spider-Man. I want him to stay in it for a little bit longer. But I want Miles Morales. No, I want Peter Parker for a little bit longer, because at that point, we're not going to have him for a lot. All right, so I want him... I want The Defenders, which they're doing with Netflix. So I want Daredevil, which won't ever happen. I want Daredevil. I want Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and I want Iron Fist. I want them in there.
Jeez.
I want them in there. I want Nova, because they teased Nova Corps in Guardians of the Galaxy. So I want him to be on the Avengers. What are you looking at the post here to, like, find some people?
Yeah, just to kind of recap.
Yeah. Alright, I want... who do I want? Captain Marvel, Black Panther, and Namor. I'm gonna go with those guys. So, I got... Oh, yeah, alright, I'll also say Bucky Barnes is Captain America. So, you got Winter Soldier, Captain America. I'm going to say that's my Avengers team. So we got Iron Man. We got Black Panther. We got Spider-Man, Peter Parker, Captain Marvel, The Defenders, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones. And we got... Crap. Did I say Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'll throw Wasp in there. So we got... Alright. Iron Man. Captain America's... Bucky Barnes, Captain America. The Defenders. 1, 2, 3, 4. Miss Marvel. Well, Captain Marvel, whatever. Nova. Spider-Man, Peter Parker. Black Panther. Namor. That was it. And Ant-Man and the Wasp. So I got 12 Avengers.
Alright.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I think keep Iron Man, of course.
You want Iron Man?
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm going to say... Alright, crap. I didn't do that. Alright, so Iron Man, I always want Robert Downey Jr. because he's awesome and he's my favorite. And Bucky Barnes, Sebastian Stan is Captain America. Paul Rudd is Ant-Man and Evangeline Lilly as the Wasp. Namor. Who do I want? Who do I want as Namor?
I can't go that far into detail.
Yeah, I can't. Who I want. But yeah, I can't say that because that'd take me a while. Spider-Man, Peter Parker, who is Tom Holland. You got Daredevil. I can't believe I forgot his name. Holy crap, I forgot his name.
Ben Affleck?
No.
You're funny.
Whatever. Luke Cage, I know him as Nick Coulter or something. I think that's his name. Iron Fist, which hasn't been announced, and then Jessica Jones. I forget that lady's name because I don't really care that much. But I do because I like the Netflix series. So Black Panther, which is Chadwick Boseman, the perfect choice. And, oh, you know who would be good Namor? The guy in Entourage. The main guy that plays Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I'd see him as Namor. That'd be pretty cool.
I thought they were...
That's like the only guy that comes to mind.
Make him Aquaman or not.
Huh?
I thought they were going to make him Aquaman.
Oh. No. And Nova. Who I want Nova to be played by... Alright, Captain Marvel, I'll just skip to her. Captain Marvel, I really do want Ronda Rousey to play Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Alright, so you want me to say my team now?
Hold on. I'm going to come up with some guy for Nova. Who do I want to play Nova? When I say the word Nova, who comes to mind? Me! It's like, I could totally be possible. I'll be like 20 years old.
Go for it.
Marvel, if you're listening right now, in 2020, I'll be 20 years old. Hit me up.
Please. I'll do anything.
Yeah, go ahead. You can do yours. So I have 12 total Avengers.
Well, three are staying. Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor.
Chris Hemsworth. And
yeah. All right. And then Deadpool. That would be so cool if he was in the Avengers. Gotta have some brains other than Iron Man. Probably Ant-Man. And who else?
You're really looking at that poster.
Yeah, I'm trying.
He's staring.
I don't know. What'd I say? Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Deadpool, Spider-Man. Did you say Daredevil?
Mm-hmm. I said the whole Defenders. But then you won it. But just for like one movie or something, and be like, we need your help. We need all the people we can get.
Well, X-Men. They would be good to bring in.
You can't.
Why not? Oh, yeah, never mind.
And you can't have Deadpool either.
Why not?
He's Fox, too. I thought you were joking, but... You wish.
Yeah, I wish. What about Elektra?
Sure.
Yeah,
Elektra. Whoever you want.
Miss Marvel.
All right, how about this? you can choose your dream Justice League.
My dream Justice League?
Would that be easier?
No. Just keep everything the way it is. Don't.
Just forever?
Yeah, forever. If it ain't broken, why fix it?
True. True.
Alright.
It's bloody true.
Yep, just keep everything the way it is. They're doing good. They saved the world, like, what, 2 times now? They'll save it forever.
They saved it from that minor setback of Ultron.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cracking jokes.
Alright.
Cracking jokes.
What's next?
And now for our other segment called Yay or Nay, where we rate stuff. We both rate one thing that we've recently seen, played, or something like that. And we give it a yay or a nay. This week is Star Wars Battlefront, the video game. And it was a free beta. I thought it was amazing. You thought it was amazing. And we're going to talk about what we liked and didn't like. Boop. Alright, so, did you play, you played the Hoth, right? Hoth, the big snowfield
thing? Yeah, yeah.
Alright, did you play, the pods?
Yeah, I played everything except for the freaking Jedis and no. The Darth Vader, which I was mad about.
I got to play it.
Yeah, I know you did. Oh, that'd be turd.
Alright, so we'll talk about the pods, that mode. I forget what that mode is called.
Drop pod. It was something like that.
Yeah, like something like that. Drop pod, something like that. Alright, so there's this map called Sullust, which is kind of like a lava rock planet, but not that much lava.
I kept jumping into pools with the bubbles.
Oh, yeah, and like you lose health. Yeah, yeah, I did that like once. I like that map. It's pretty good for that game mode, but what I found odd was that the pods were just kind of like, every now and then they were in like a cool spot, like they were in a corner or something.
Yeah.
But I found it hard, like, because if you were there by yourself, you'd get shot from behind. Heck, like, yeah. It was easy.
It's a team-based game mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need team. You need a team. Huh. Need team.
Yeah, you need a team.
Yeah. Which I don't have anymore.
You got Corey.
Oh, that doesn't. He's not playing that. Whatever. Alright, so, yeah, you gotta capture pods to win. I played it, like, twice. Once as the Rebels, and then once as the
Empire.
Empire. Yeah. What'd you think of the weapons? What was your favorite weapon?
My favorite weapon was the big, like, assault light rifle. Machine gun.
Assault rifle.
It was an assault rifle.
I'm talking about the main primary blasters that you had.
Yeah, it was like that big, huge thing. It was like the big, huge gun.
Was it like...
No, it was like a light machine gun. It was a bigger gun. It was long. And you couldn't like zoom in with it. It had like a circle crosshair. Yeah, I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was an assault rifle.
All right.
I'm not saying it like it was like an assault rifle. I'm saying it because they're just blasters.
Okay.
That's what you call it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I liked. I think it was called a DTL.
Something like that.
DLT or something.
Yeah. I only tried that gun once because I didn't think it was going to be good, and then I used it. It was really good.
Yeah. That and then the basic one that you get at first. The skinny one that looks like an AK.
It was like E11, which was like the little pistol, and then... Yeah, I don't know the exact names, but I liked all the guns. Hopefully there's more, which there probably will be because it was just a little beta.
Everything was pretty like good. It wasn't really like glitchy or anything like that, except for when the Jedi or Darth Vader. I noticed that when I was playing too. And they died, they would just start shaking in place.
Yeah, they start shaking, but whatever. I wouldn't care if that happened.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of... Did you get a chance to play the mission?
The mission thing? For survival?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that one time by myself.
Yeah, same. It was easy.
Yeah. I thought it was funny
because... Well, it was a little hard at one point because because I was stuck and, like, they were surrounding me.
Mm-hmm.
But they were... they were stupid AI.
Yeah.
They were really dumb.
Well, one thing I liked was the guy in the jetpack. That, like, had the personal bubble or whatever, but he would shoot up in the air, and you kill him, and he starts flying around, and it explodes.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I started laughing.
More like,
My leg.
Jeez. Alright, so we're going to talk about the vehicles now. Talk about, so they were all on Hoth, all those ones that you got the BS. So, Empire, AT-ATs, those things are massive.
Yeah.
They're, well, not massive, but, like, they did damage, like, a lot. Like,
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah. Like, most of the time, people, like, the people that was, like, most kills, they were in AT-ATs the whole time.
Yep. You got, like, a good amount of time to play.
Did you find it difficult to play as the Rebels? Because they just...
Yeah, they didn't have that, like, that many...
Yeah, it was so hard.
Like, every time I got to be the Rebels, I was like, no. I want to be the Empire.
Yeah, because, like, so you want to win.
Yeah, of course. And if... I mean, if I like to attack, me personally, I don't like playing defense. So...
Yeah. I they'll probably have, like, a team deathmatch thing or something like that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And if they don't, that kind of sucks. If everything's objective-based. Yeah, it'd still be fun. So the AT-ATs, the AT-ATs. I liked how it was a time limit, though. But I thought they could have made it a little longer. Only use, like, the orbital strike, like, once or twice, depending on the cooldown time.
I don't like it when you pick up a power-up or whatever you want to call it. Or, like, I don't know what... What do you want to call it? The power up, where you go over, you pick it up, and then you have like that. You have a certain amount of time when you pick it up to use it.
Well, that kind of keeps it fair, so you're not hogging it. And like, what I found a little dumb was though, because like, I think it was because that when I got the hero pickup for the first time and I died, you don't get it again.
Yeah, you die and then that's it.
Yeah, which I found like.
I feel like you should like keep it. But if somebody's but then, using like, it, then they die, and then you hit it. Like, kind of like kill streaks on Call of Duty. Like, if there's something out, you can't use yours.
Then there's, like, five... What?
Like, if somebody puts out...
A UAV?
No, like, a Warbird. You can't call yours in, because the airspace is used up. That's what I'm saying. You know? Like, you're able to hold it.
What if it was, like, a kill streak, but then, say you have your Luke Skywalker, but then someone else is losing, has your Luke Skywalker, you gotta send it in a corner until that Luke Skywalker dies?
Yeah.
No, that's dumb.
I mean, you don't have to
send it. I mean, I didn't like it, but that was only because
when keep it. Whether you die or whatever, you just keep it.
But then it's not a kill streak. If it's a score streak, then that's also dumb, because it's pretty easy to get scores.
When you earn a kill streak, you keep it until you use it, unless the game ends. That's what I'm saying.
I liked it the way it was.
That's just me.
I liked it the way it was because... the only time I hated it was, though, because... it was, like, something in my throat. Because, like... I was... When I got it and I was the heroes, but then I died. Like, I feel like they knew that I would that I got the pickup and they were shooting. Like, everybody shot at me at once. That was dumb, but then I was like, I mean, I get it. I get why they can't have, like, they can't have hoggers or whatever. But, so, yeah, the power-ups, you didn't get to play as Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker. I did.
No, I got to drive around in ships and...
The first time, I was Darth Vader. I was Darth Vader first, and I liked his abilities, but I didn't like how they were abilities, though, because, like, it... Only at certain points, like, the only time you could hit someone is if you had an ability.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just press RT and swing the lightsaber. Or maybe, I don't think you could have.
Was it like, when you used it, you had to wait, like, a certain amount of time for it to refresh? Wow.
Like, I get it for, like, the force choke. Like, that's all
the because you could, like,
constantly
like, force choke.
But, like, the only thing is, like, heavy attack. You could only, maybe you could, but I don't know. Because I don't remember.
I didn't even get to use it, so you can't ask me.
Yeah. But, so, yeah. That happened. Okay, so, yeah, the Darth Vader, that was, I forget about that. And then, the AT-STs, did you get to use those?
What's that?
The walker thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I did so good with those.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, I was getting the kill streaks.
Yeah, like a triple burst gun, and then you shot, like,
he had the little bombs. The grenades, and then he had the missile.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I was getting so many kills. He had the blasters, the grenades, and then the missile.
Fun.
Yeah, I was getting it.
And they, like, refreshed really fast.
Yeah. But if, like, they focused your fire on them, like, if you had, like, five guys, you'd die pretty quick.
I mean, everybody's looking at you.
Which I like, because I like it how it's one of those games where, like, Call of Duty, if you die, you respawn, you get back in there, you die, and go, get a couple kills, die, go in, get a couple kills, die.
Constantly doing something.
Yeah, it's fast.
Yeah.
That's why I can't wait for Halo 5. It's going to be so fast. Fast game. So that, all right, TIE Fighters, the long ones with the ball in the middle.
Yeah.
They were pretty much the same for the Empire, their ships. Yeah. They had the TIE Fighters and then the TIE Interceptors. Did you get to play as the TIE Interceptor?
I don't think so.
It was like that with the ball in the middle.
No.
Yeah, I got to play them. It had a different ability as...
It had a different... Jesus.
One after the other. It had, I think, like, one different ability. It had the missile launch thing, which had, like, the little plasma missile thing. And it had, like, a shield or something instead of a speed boost. It was some different, but it had one of the same and then one different. But, yeah, I like the TIE Interceptor, though, because it looks so cool. And then going in first person, did you do that a lot? Did you even get to do it?
I didn't even notice.
Oh, you didn't know that you could do that?
Until I watched, like, a video after the beta was closed, and then he was changing. I think he was playing on PC, and he was going in different perspectives. I was like, what?
Yeah. Which some people find it easier to, like, play it, to, like, use it as...
I did notice
in first person, but then I was like, what?
No. Yeah, but if you lose him...
Yeah, if you lose him, then you gotta, like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like, in some cases, yes, it's better, but...
Yeah, like, maybe when you're going... While you're shooting at the guy, but then when you lose him, that's it.
I thought it was kind of gay when you locked on to someone. It would tell you.
It definitely made it easier when you locked on a person.
But I'm saying, like, when you locked on to someone, it would let you know that you're being locked on.
I noticed it didn't let you know. I knew that because it would, like, just start beeping, and I was like, when can I shoot my missile?
Oh, it went beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, but I didn't know, like, when it actually locked on.
I found out in, like, the last 2 days or something like that. But, yep. All right. Rebels. They had, I think, only air stuff and the hero pickup. Yeah, they didn't have any ground things to use. They had Luke Skywalker. I only got to use him once. He had, like, the Force Push, which I think everything was a one-hit kill. He had the heavy attack, and then he had the lightsaber throw, just like Darth Vader. Pretty much the same thing, except he had a different ability.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. I noticed that when you press A to jump, they, like, hover. It's so stupid looking. It's funny.
Oh.
Yeah. Like every now and then when you zoom in and, like, you see Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader fighting, they look like little chipmunks, like, fighting over an acorn. Like, they're just like, bow, bow. It was funny. They had A-Wings, X-Wings, and
I played
air speeders or something different, like that. They had, like, T-45 speeders.
The Rebel ships?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played
those are the ones that, like, you could...
It was, like, the wider ones. I think it's the one that does the wire and goes around the...
Really slow.
Yeah, well, it's super slow.
It might be fast or something, but it only shoots like doo.
Yeah. That's the one.
Did you get to hook it on once?
No,
I did, and, like, I was confused because it showed the thumbstick moving up, so I was like, oh, okay, I got to keep it up, but no, you got to keep it in, like, the bar.
Yeah.
Which
I didn't.
And then I saw this other guy do it,
uh-huh.
And, like, the bar gets smaller.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, what? I was like, that's hard as it is. But I didn't get to bring the AT-AT down. I only got to, like, wrap around it, like, twice, and then I crashed into the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
Dying is so much fun in that game, surprisingly. It's really fun.
I was flying in one of the, like, the faster ones where you can control, like, the thrusters and stuff.
That's all of them.
No, like, it was the one Rebel ship that shoots, like, really fast. The one that, like, actually goes in combat. You know what I'm talking... Alright, well...
X-Wing or A-Wing?
I don't know.
The X-Wings, it's easy, because the X-Wing looks like an X.
No, I did the A-Wing then.
The A-Wing, where it had the two things and the fins, it looked like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that one, and then,
The A-Wings were cool.
I, like, crashed into one of the little walker...
Oh, yeah, every now and then, I just, like... I was just, like kamikaze. Myself. Yeah, yeah, I was just, like... Let's kamikaze. Yeah. I was like, I've been in here for a while and there's no ships around.
I was going off the one time. Like, I was
same.
Killing, I was killing a whole bunch of them. And they were like, where'd he go? I was like, right behind him. Like,
yeah.
It was fun.
When you get a kill, it's satisfying.
Yeah. And then when you die, it's like, when you're on the ground, you're fighting. It's frustrating. But when you're in the air and you die, you're like,
every now and then,
pretty cool.
Yeah, every now and then I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Like me.
But you don't get, like, raged. Like, if you were on the ground fighting.
Yeah. Like, I also noticed, like, if you came up behind someone and melee them, it's that one-hit kill.
Yeah.
I
did it to one person, actually.
Yeah, same. It was like, get 15 melee kills.
And he, like, flopped on the ground. I started laughing.
I looked up a video, and it was, like, Star Wars Battlefront fails, and he meleeed a guy, and he was like, and he, like, shot in the space. What? I was like, what just happened? That was hysterical. Alright, so I guess we'll talk about... Yeah, the Rebels had no chance. And
honestly, it was fun, but it wasn't as fun as playing as the Empire.
Yeah.
Let's just say
and
that.
Plus, they had, like, more stuff.
Yeah, they definitely had a lot more stuff.
Like, and it was so hard to, like... To, like, even damage the AT-ATs.
Yeah.
Like, even if you were kamikaze into them... It was like you only got like 10 damage or something.
Yeah.
Out of 100? Like, that's still nothing when you got like 10
guys.
I mean,
it was the beta, and everybody was, oh my god, it's Star Wars, and everybody can download because it's free. You don't even have to pre-order the game.
Overall, it was a good beta. Like, there was nothing really to complain about.
But I was on there with noobs, and they had no idea what they were doing. Like, the AT-ATs were like on that electric, it was like electricity going around, and that's when you shoot them or whatever. And they're sitting there like, ooh, like they don't even know what they're doing. Like, I'm like, yo, shoot at the AT-AT. What are you doing? And, I mean, I just lost every time I was the Rebel. I won like
five times or out of like 20.
But not as much as I won on the Empire.
Yeah, you won pretty
it's
much.
It's definitely easier.
I won like one out of 50 with the Empire.
Yeah.
And like, it has such, like, when they like, hey, do you mind taking the survey real quick? And then it like gave you the options
annoying.
To pick. Really?
I did it one time, and then they kept asking me.
Yeah, twice. I only had to do it twice. Which I didn't mind, because I just picked three.
Like, just don't ask me again. Let me just play the beta in peace. Thank you.
Jeez. Really got frustrated.
Yeah, because I mean...
It only took like a minute.
I don't care. I ain't got time to ask your questions. Ain't nobody got time for that.
But one of them was like great replay value, and I was like, yeah, it has... Like, it feels like... It's, and that was, and those were only two modes. They only had two modes for
more.
The beta.
Yeah, they unlocked more for us. They unlocked that, like, one other game mode.
No.
I didn't play it, but I heard that somebody did.
No. You're really going to believe some guy over me?
Yeah, I was playing with him.
Then you were like, I didn't play it.
I didn't play it.
But then you
but
were,
I was playing
you
with
just
him.
Said a minute ago, but I was playing with him.
Yeah, I was.
And you said that was the guy that did it.
No. All right.
You're making no sense.
No, I was playing with him in the beta, but then I deleted it because I got frustrated and I died so many times. I was like, F- this game. I deleted it. And he was like, oh, there's another game mode unlocked. I was like, really? I'm about to re-download it. Never played it. So he probably lied. I'm sorry.
He did.
All right.
It was the same for everything. It's not like Halo. It's not like and it's not like Batman Arkham Knight where it has like better graphics on PS4.
Yeah, all right.
It's equal. And they would have announced it on, like, IGN or something.
Yeah, I guess. Alright,
so... But it got extended for one day, I know that.
For what?
It got extended today.
Was it, like, a bug or something?
No, they just extended it.
Oh, they just extended it.
But they were, like, they announced, they were, like, over, like, 9 million people played it. Or something. It was, like, one of the EA's biggest betas ever.
Big bucks.
Yeah. They're about to make mad money.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so Star Wars beta.
10 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10. Psych now. The first time I played it, I was like, oh, so much to look at, so much to do.
Yeah.
I gotta do everything.
Yeah.
Like, as I played it, I started to get the hang of it more, and I was like, oh!
Yeah.
Started... I hated the fags though that would sit up on the mountain
and pull
and
out
just
their cyber rifle
cycler
or the cycler rifle and then
just
snipe you from all the way across the map.
on the boob gun, and you're on the like, nipple gun.
Yeah, and then you're like...
Like, I hated that.
You were on a streak, too. Like, oh, yeah, like...
And then, on, and then it's like... And then you see, like, a little head poking out of a mountain or something.
Exactly. Like, what? Are you, like... You can't even shoot at it back.
I mean, could, I get... But... And another part was, like, that map is so big, which yeah. I love. But, like, some parts when I was, like... It got... Like, the AT-ATs weren't at the second mark out of three, though. Mm-hmm. But... So it would start me at the, all the way in the back when I got like an ATST. It would start me all the way in the back with the first dot would.
Yeah.
But they weren't at the second dot yet, but they were like that close away. So I had to go like freaking like, far. It took me about maybe a minute, a so good like minute or 2 minutes to get to the battle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was only one of the problems. Overall, it was good. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm buying it.
I'm definitely buying it. I
pre-ordered it already.
Yeah.
They have my money. And, yep. Alright, so, yep, I give it a yay. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I give it a yay.
Alright, that is it. We did it. Yay, we finally, hopefully have one.
Makes it up.
Yeah, hopefully we have one this time, and it's awesome. I think it's good. Yeah. It's a good one. We did it. But yeah.
What was it? Created.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so many jokes, so many good Jeez. Stuff. That podcast. Yep. Next week, we're going to be The Flash. We're finishing it. Season one of The Flash. You're watching it. I already seen it. It was amazing. We're going to review it. I can't wait. Can't wait to talk about everything. Yep, season one of The Flash, and then we're going to do all season of Arrow. It's going to take a while.
Time consuming.
Yep. See, this is why you should have just watched it in the first place. And, yep. And I'll have to figure out something. The big meat of the podcast, we're going to have to figure out something.
Alright.
For us to talk about. And our info. You can email us questions. Or if you just want to talk about something that you found interesting.
Or give us something to talk
about.
Yeah,
give us, like, say you want us to talk about a movie or something. We'll be like, all right, so we'll watch that movie and then we'll talk about it. That's how that works. All you had to do is email us at thedailydosagepod@gmail.com. That is it. No spaces, no nothing. thedailydosagepod@gmail.com. We are also on the iTunes podcast app, Stitcher app, and SoundCloud. The Daily Dosage. On Twitter, I'm at Mr. Cyber Guy. You're at
Official Savage, I think. _ Savage. But
there's so many caps and
huh? It don't matter about the caps. You don't have to put caps.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking for somebody. All right, you whatever. Don't have to.
Whatever.
But the L in Official is a capital I.
We're in the That's podcast. It. All right. So, all right. Say it one more time.
The L in Official is actually an I, a capital I.
There's two I's in Official.
The last one. No, the L in Official is a capital I.
Oh yeah, that's right. Official I, Savage.
Boo.
All right. That's it. See ya.